This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
Steve has reached the end of Netflix and needs help.
Okay. I know, right?
If anybody's ever going to, like...
It will be him.
Yes, I will get through all of it.
The last person to get on Netflix in North America was you.
It was, that's true.
And I think you're farther along than anybody else.
Way farther along.
You set it up for him, didn't you?
I just goaded him into it. This was a one time, like normally I would, but I'm like... Steve is that guy who will just sit there and just go like, but I can't figure out how to do a password until he gets you to do it for him.
Yes,
and this was one thing that I'm like, I'm not going to do it. Because I knew that once he got it, he was going to turn into what he's turned into.
And I've turned into, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like voraciously working his way through.
In fact, can I just cancel it and just get it off my team? Because I don't need it. They don't add enough stuff fast enough.
They probably don't. Because you're almost through everything.
They add stuff all like, weekly.
But see, he won't watch movies, really. He's more of like the docu.
And all that. I like to learn.
It's very specific.
Yeah, I learn things, guys, when I watch TV.
Yeah, you do. And then you come in with all these facts.
Sorry.
Like,
super random facts.
Let's talk about, real quick, how smart you are, Steve. Because this is something that not everybody gets to...
Huh?
Like, Steve's got interesting facts about everything. Here, let me just... Quick aside, in a minute, there was a hashtag that went everywhere, and we want you to sound off on this. It's like, what I'll watch over and over. Like, if you're flipping through the channels...
Oh, yeah.
And like... A show's on, you're like, you just get sucked immediately in. We want your calls on that. But real quick, I want to talk about the smart guy that you are. I have a bunch of friends who are affected with the flu right now. And and I
whatever,
was like, they got diagnosed with influenza A.
Dude, whatever.
And there was a moment where Steve broke it down in his ginormous Netflix documentary-filled brain and figured out that flu... is short for influenza.
Well, we never call it
today.
I never get the flu, first of all. Second of all, we never call it influenza. It's just flu. But today, Slacker came in and was talking about influenza A. They had different letters and stuff. And that's when I went, oh, wait a minute. Flu is short for influ. Oh.
You like saw it come over.
The whole the wheel spinning.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah, flu.
And to make matters worse, we then pan over in the room,
that's true.
And one of our producers, Tiak, is sitting there. He's like, "I just realized myself."
See, me and Tiak are so smart.
We are surrounded.
That these small little things,
right,
that
the
just,
little,
yeah,
the thing that's killed thousands and thousands of people didn't ever.
Influenza is the flu. Ooh, that's
so
fun.
Anyway, Netflix has not made Steve smarter. But what we want to actually talk about here eventually is, what is the thing you can't stop watching? Is it a TV show? Is it a movie? I know that Steve and I share one, and
yeah,
it's That Thing You Do.
That movie, That Thing You Do.
Have you ever even watched it?
Never seen it.
Oh, Amber.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know why we're, I just...
You would,
I'd probably like it.
You will.
It's Tom Hanks. And it's the music, and it's like,
yeah,
the song is catchy, and Liv Tyler's so cute.
Yes.
And it's just,
sorry.
But it used, but here's the thing, it's not on my watch over and over list anymore, because it's never on.
Yeah, it's not nearly as on as much as like Goodfellas. That thing is, it's like, it's federal law that movie has to be playing somewhere in America in some jam. Yeah.
It's sort of true. Like,
yes.
I remember like when I first got cable when I was young, it was like they just, I know you're going to roll your eyes, but Star Wars was on every single day. And that's when I became like obsessed with it.
Oh, it was because of the...
Yeah, I watched it so many times.
All the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then you're engulfed in it.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
All right, what do you guys got? What do you have to watch over and over?
I watch Sex and the City over and over again,
the
especially
the...
after like a breakup or whatever. No, the series.
Oh, okay. Oh,
do you watch the movies too, or just the series?
Just the series. The movies aren't...
They're not as good, are they?
Yeah.
I think I watched the first movie. Are there three now?
Yeah,
there's at least two.
There's at least two. I don't know if there's a third, because I couldn't. As like a diehard fan, I was like, I can't.
Wow.
Because I just didn't. It didn't. rise to the level of the
first one's like kind of okay, and then the second one you're just like, nah, they're just bad. They're all bad.
Okay. But so did Sex and the City make this list?
No, it didn't.
But you know what
but
did?
I watch what?
The Office was like number one.
I watched The Office all the time too. I just was doing that. And Friends and How I Met Your Mother. I throw all that stuff on just while I'm like cooking and bopping around and doing emails in my apartment.
There's an end to The Office though. There's like the after your like seventh time through it all, like because my son is into it, and it's, there's just a point where it's like
you hated the seasons with
oh god,
at the
once
end with Ferrell.
Carell left, oh god, Ferrell was in there, yeah. And what's his dude?
Right, I see his
guy from Lesson Zero, James Spader.
Spader, oh. Yeah.
I did like this the little time with Idris. Is that his name? Idris Elba.
That's right.
He's a stunning, stunning human being.
Yeah, he was
even won Sexiest Man of the Year.
He did.
People.
Look at he's you.
A, yep.
Anyway, that got really weird. But so I will say there's an end to The Office. So we tried like to switch it up to that 70s show.
Not as good.
It turns sexual really, really fast. And a 13-year-old watching like-aged people and they constantly are making out and talking about doing it and stuff, like you just can't leave it on. Mm. You didn't like it, Steve?
I couldn't. I tried, and I hate that show.
I never really got into it.
Okay, good.
You didn't like Fez because he talked funny or like what?
I couldn't name one. I don't even know.
Wow.
I know your girl way underage, by the way.
No, she was 16. She was 16. She said she was 18. I got a little justification on that. I'm still creepy as hell.
Still creepy, but not as creepy.
That mother show,
How I Met Your Mother.
That one and that other stupid show. Anything on CBS, any comedy on CBS is not a comedy. It's just dumb. It's simple-minded jokes for simple-minded people.
Well, that's what? On while you're doing other stuff and you can watch it over and over again because it's easy. You don't have to pay attention.
Okay.
That's why it's good.
Okay.
Because you can walk by and catch a joke and be like, heh. You know?
So, yeah, then I do kind of get that, because that is sort of what The Office is.
Right.
And same with Seinfeld. It's just kind of happening in the background. And
okay.
You can just,
I think a lot of this stuff. One of the things that's on here is Game of Thrones, which people were so disappointed in the end. Why would you want to watch it all over again just to be sad again?
Just watch the other stuff and not the end. It's like I would watch Lost over and over again, just not the last year. Because it's really good, and you get into it. It's the monster of the week kind of stuff, and you love it. But then they just tried to wrap it all up too fast, and it just sucked.
Well, you said that same thing with the last two trilogies of Star Wars. You
I never said
them.
That, and yeah, you're
you
never
hate.
My Star Wars
you
brethren will never.
Stand
all right, if there's something that you just can't help but to watch over and over and over again, we want to know what it is. Carrie?
Yay.
What's yours?
Shameless.
Was that a movie?
No.
It's a series.
It's with William H. Macy, the husband of one of the.
He's all scraggly
okay. And weird looking.
Is that really? Because your friend always
Chad's
likes it.
Chad's so into it. I got a lot of friends who are into it. I just can't. It's so far in now. I can't.
How far in are we?
What season are you on, Carrie?
I'm on season 15, but I can't get to season
15. This has been on
too much of a commitment.
Way too much of a
hard
commitment.
Hard no from me.
Wow.
But it's a good suggestion. I know people who love it. Kenny G.
Yay.
What will you watch over and over?
Ben-Hur.
From like the 50s?
Yep. That's one of the greatest movies. The music is phenomenal.
Ben-Hur.
I've never seen it, but he was like, whoever played him, I don't remember who it was.
Charlton Heston.
But wasn't that one of the first movies where anybody was ever seen on film with a shaved head?
Oh, really?
I think you might be right.
Because it was one of those things where everybody's like, and then it became, then like, it doesn't matter. Because as a guy with a shaved head, you start researching to see, am I going to look like an idiot if I shave my head?
Wait, Ben-Hur was the first time it happened. I'm sure. Not cutting edge.
Because of the chariot race. It was a chariot race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The special effects back then for that race was pretty badass.
Yeah, in the 50s. That's crazy.
It was.
All right. Well, we'll put it on our list. Thank you, Kenny G. Kelly.
Yes, yay.
What will you watch over and over?
Grey's Anatomy. Grey's Anatomy.
That's Zach Braff? Is that
Zach Braff? No, it's McDreamy and McSteamy.
Oh, McDreamy.
What's his name? Dempsey? Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah. There's two medical shows.
Eric Dane was McSteamy, who was McDreamy's best friend.
So, yeah.
Once they did the spinoff, I couldn't watch it after
What was the spinoff?
That.
So, you know, I couldn't get into Private Practice. I loved Kate Walsh's character as Addison on Grey's Anatomy because she caused so much turmoil between McDreamy and McSteamy, but I just could not get into the Private Practice. I was not a fan of the show. I lost it after the first season.
So out of all the doctor shows, that's the one I never watched. I did watch Scrubs, which was awesome, but it was funny.
It's funny. Yeah, that's different.
Yes, okay.
But I loved ER.
The only one I would watch would be ER, and that was actually the show I grew up in growing up in the 90s. But when Grey's Anatomy came from that first...
They were just all too good looking. I mean, at least in ER, you had George Clooney, who was hot, right?
But then
the other dude, what was it, Edwards? What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
With the balding. Like, at least there were some ugly doctors, normal looking.
They were all hot in Grey's Anatomy.
That's
all
so
super hot.
Unrealistic.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When you're that hot, you don't have to study for 8 years. You just don't. Come on, am I wrong? Like,
you couldn't get past
how many times have you been to the doctor and you're like, wow, she's hot, he's hot. You're either hot or you're a doctor.
Okay.
Oh my God. I honestly have a physical setup soon.
Oh, wow, I'm going to call it.
I am so screwed. Dr. Chavez, you're delicious. Oh my God, that's the dumbest thing I've ever said. DJ?
Yay.
What will you watch over and over?
The Back to the Future trilogies. So the funny thing about it is I got my wife all hooked on it out of nowhere. The other night, I don't know, I'm just sitting in the kitchen just doing my thing, and I turn around and I hear just "Great Scott!" in the background.
I can only watch the first two.
Yeah, the third one's
awful.
No, I agree. When it gets to the third one, I'm like, okay, guys, what are you doing?
No, it's just stupid. With the train and the...
I can't do the second one.
Really? Like old fat Biff, like taking over Vegas. It's kind of fun.
Oh, that's the second one.
Yeah, that's the second. The third one's like Mary Steenburgen and the time machine's in a train. Yes, it's
the Old West.
And it's just, and he's Clint Eastwood, and it's just, it's stupid.
But the second one, though, the one thing I do like about that one is when he does go back with a flying car, but seeing his younger son and everything, and then he calling him a dork, and he's like, you're super weak. I'm like,
There's some good parts of the second one, but you could get by with only watching the first one. I will watch the first one over and over. I can't get enough of it. Yeah. And Amber's just checked out. She's like, I love that movie. Thank you, DJ. Christina.
Yay.
What was your, you can watch it over and over.
I could watch One Tree Hill all day, every day.
Which one? Is that a movie?
No.
Now we got Amber all in. She's like, I know, right?
I wasn't a One Tree. I'm perfect for it.
You are.
So stupid that I have never seen it. Because I'm sure I would love it. I'm going to give it a shot.
Is that the one doesn't have local people in it? Was Carrie Russell? Who was in that?
Chad Michael Murray, yep. Sophia Bush.
Oh, then I'm thinking
Sophia
of the other
Bush,
one.
Yeah. Yeah, you're thinking of... I don't know.
Felicity.
Yes.
That had like Kerry Russell or something, and she was from here or whatever.
Yeah, she is from Denver.
Yeah. Steve and I are just over here going,
no idea,
I'm going to go watch The Office.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.